Welcome to the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Stewart Police Officer Katie Geisinger.
So the Books and Badges program last year kind of got a little bit ruined due to the coronavirus pandemic. Can you just talk a little bit about, you know, kind of what happened last year with the program as the pandemic really started to get into the heat of how bad it was last year?
Well, you know, it was just kind of a sudden shutdown, I think, from anything, you know, in the community, in the world. I remember, you know, we had a program, I believe March of 2020 was the last time I could do Books and Badges. And we had one scheduled for April, but the library closed down in between that, you know, state mandate. They couldn't be open, couldn't have gatherings. So without a library and without gatherings, I couldn't really have a program. So it just pretty much suddenly stopped. It was, we did it one day and then the next day we were on hold.
Now, coming into this year, you guys have already held one Books and Badges program so far. Now that the pandemic is kind of loosening up a little bit, it's still, you know, ever present in everyone's minds, but activities are slowly starting to return back to the pre-pandemic normal. Can you just talk a little bit about what the program is going to look like this year? Where can people attend it? How often is it going to be taking place, and you know, really what it is, so that people can get that refresher?
So Books and Badges is a program sponsored by the Stewart Police Department, and it takes place at this time once a month at the Stewart Public Library. And during that program, it's geared, you know, all ages are always welcome at any of my programs. It's geared, a lot of them are, you know, between 2 and 6, 8 years old. At this program, I usually read a couple stories. Stewart Public Library, they're always so great to let me, you know, they let me host it there. They're always, you know, Lisa and Katie at the library are always willing to help me pick out books for the kids. And so I start by, you know, we just visit and chat for a few minutes, and then I read a couple stories to them. And sometimes we have themes, you know, the time of the year. Our first Books and Badges this year fell on June 4th, which is National Donut Day. So we kind of had fun with that. I had donuts that were donated by Casey's. We read a book, If You Give a Dog a Donut. And then I try and get books. Either this program is mostly self-funded by me, or if I can get some donations. So I had a book for all the kids to take home that day. So we really try and encourage, you know, we're reading stories. We try and have something a little fun. And then I try and encourage that reading by letting them have something to take home that they can keep.
Now, what does the schedule look like for the Books and Badges? Is it on the same day every month, or how does that get scheduled?
I work with Lisa, the librarian at the Stewart Public Library. And basically at the end of every Books and Badges, I go up to her calendar and I walk up and me and her sit down and go through my schedule and her schedule. You know, sometimes she's got other programs going on. So me and her typically just try and pick a day that works for both of us. And then as soon as we pick a day, that's when I kind of start advertising for the next one. Typically right now during the summer, they're going to be on Fridays at 10 a.m., but it'll be hopefully every 3 to 4 weeks.
So where should people go to get that, you know, information when the time does come out where the Books and Badges program is going to be taking place? You know, where should people go to get that date?
So I advertise it on 2 Facebook pages. I put it out on the Stewart Police Department Facebook page. And just because this kind of correlates with my other job as a school resource officer for West Central Valley, I also put it out on my Facebook page, which is WCV School Resource Officer. So I advertise there. I also hang the flyers at City Hall, and the library hangs the flyers and they'll also post it on their pages. I also work with the Stewart Herald and they put it in the Stewart Herald newspaper of our flyer of when our next program is.
Now, in terms of being able to bring this back this year, you know, how does it feel to be able to host this program once again this year?
You know, we're really excited. I, again, you know, work with the library on when they were opening back up and the restrictions, and, you know, they opened in phases. So they opened originally and, you know, then appointments and then they started programming. So as soon as the programs were back open, we got it scheduled. You know, we weren't really sure. It'd been over a year since I'd had one. And so we were hoping we'd have a turnout. And honestly, I think we had our biggest turnout we've ever had on the first program back. So, I mean, that felt good. I think, you know, the kids and parents, we had great turnout. So those are good things. So hopefully we'll just kind of keep building the program from there. My programs are ever evolving. So we try things and what works or doesn't work. And I'm always trying to, you know, make them something a little more.
Now, in terms of the program itself, you know, how important is it to build that relationship with the kids in the community and law enforcement officers, you know, throughout the community?
I believe it's extremely important. And a lot of my programming, or reasons why I even started the school resource officer program for West Central Valley was all geared on exactly what you just said. It's about building relationships. A lot of my programs are for different age groups. You know, I see pre-K to 12 grades when I'm working at the schools. I've now started trying to do a few visits with daycares because I guess I call those my future wildcats. Those are my future students that I'll see. And this Books and Badges brings up a whole different group of kids. It kind of normalizes a relationship with me. We're doing fun things. We're hopefully having a little fun, education, and just interaction. And I can't go anywhere in town without some, you know, small child waving at me and saying, "Officer Katie." That's what they call me when I'm working at the schools. I think most of the community, that's kind of my title. And those are good things. You know, whether I'm working or not working, they recognize me. They also know if they need something, they can come and ask me for help or questions whenever they want. It's about being approachable and them just knowing we're here for them.
You are putting together, you know, kind of on the side, something new called WCV Rocks. Can you just talk a little bit about what that is and what you hope to accomplish with that?
So I've been thinking about this kind of, you know, community activity for a couple years. It's a growing activity. It's growing in popularity. A lot of cities and communities are doing something along this line. And I think, you know, it's also a good pun, WCV Rock. You know, our community is awesome, but also this is about painted rock. And it's just this fun little activity where people can paint rock. We put a little tag on the back that links it back to our Facebook page, and they're just hidden in the community. So you might be walking down a trail or going to the movie theater or going to get coffee, and there's just a decorative rock. I mean, and it was just a way to bridge our community and build that relationship together. It's not one town. It's all four of our communities in West Central Valley, and it's beyond. I know one of our rocks has already made it to Bondurant. So it's just kind of fun to see where these little rocks that start in Stewart, where they travel. And I think the kids are really enjoying it. And I've heard a lot of great feedback from, you know, parents and adults too.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to the Books and Badges program or anything else?
You know, our Books and Badges, we're just continuing to grow. So we have our next one scheduled for Friday, July 16th. At 10 at the Stewart Public Library. Again, that's a little bit out, but we'll start advertising for that shortly. I just kind of started making flyers. And as far as WCV Rock, the library, again, great partner for us. They're going to host a rock painting program Friday, June 18th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Stewart Public Library. The library is supplying everything. You know, they're going to have the paints, the paintbrushes, the rock, the tags to put on the back so we can link it to our page. So all ages are welcome. Just all you have to do is show up, and we'll kind of get hopefully some people involved in this activity and just a good fun summer activity.
And that was our conversation with Stewart Police Officer Katie Geisinger. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. We would like to thank Officer Geisinger for joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program.